fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, how are you good? You might smile a little bit and try to sing a little bit and just try your best to feel good. But if everything ain't right, up yonder you can't feel right. Glory to God. And that's the reason I'm here this week. Now, I know some people over the weekend that hit the motor coach is not a big deal. People just making a big deal out of it. All in the world that people need to do is just obey the Lord and then believe it. And that's all it is to it. Hallelujah. It's so simple that people can't hardly believe it. Just like old Naaman when he went up running to the prophet to be cleansed of his leprosy. Oh, glory to God. He was a mighty man down there when he comes up. And he come up before the prophet with a big entourage, brother. He had a lot of people with him. Servants. And he was used to, I guess, traveling in style. And he expected to be treated with a little respect when he got there. And he pulled up in front of the prophet's house and was looking, brother, for a great big welcome. And the prophet wouldn't even come out. Just said his servant is just off here. Everyone had the door in this time. Old brother Naaman wasn't looking for nothing like that. Yeah. It made him mad, brother. Don't it? He wasn't used to being treated like that. Well, what about them rivers over in my old country? Ain't they much greater than this little old
dirty-looking stream that they call Jordan over there? And he just got to put it all out of his mind and give it up and go home and give it up as a bad job. Yeah. And mark it down to experience and not go off on no wild goose chase again. Yeah. But listen, Jordan, when he got down the road a little bit, one of his servants began to talk to him. Now, listen, Naaman, if he had asked you to do some great big thing, you'd have done it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess I would. And you know, that's one of his special, really.
Yeah, well, he got to think about it. Well, I don't guess it'll do no harm. He said, let's see now, what was it he said? He said, dip in the river of Jordan seven times. All right, right here looks like a good place. Let's get out of here.
Into the country of the Galilee, and when he was come out of the ship, Immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, living man, who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Glory to God. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Glory to God. And
people, I guess they talked among yourselves and said, boys, and something's going to have to be done about that wild man over there in the cemetery. I tell you, he's going to hurt somebody someday. We need to go over there and bind him up. Oh, brother, why didn't they hear that Jesus could help him and send for the great physician? But one way or another, brother, they did. Glory to God. And this old man was so miserable that he wandered among the tombs day and night, crying and cutting himself with stones. You picture that man in your mind if you can. I can't imagine a man running in a worse shape. Wanted to be a better, but couldn't, brother. If ever was in a while, brother, he must have had enough pride of enough mind to study about, I'd love to feel better than this.
I wouldn't doubt, brother, but what? Maybe that he took it up fast.
And maybe that spell for you, you know, could kind of reason with his left. And thank a lot of times, I wish that something could happen to get me out of this mess, and out of the shade. I mean, looking at his arms and his feet and his body, where he had cut himself. I wish I could get out of this shade. He was in bad shape. Jesus passed by. Glory to God. And there was something about that man's presence that caused this wild man to run over that word. Glory to God. And worship him. Bless God. Tonight, brother, I want you to know, all of you lost people, that there's a good, soothing feeling in coming up here and just dropping down on your knees and believing that Jesus is right above you. Amen. And saying, Lord, I'm in bad shape, but you can help me. There's a soothing feeling out there. And Jesus will help you. Lord, bless his name. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And that he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him but that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh under the mountain a great herd of blind feet, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000.
God,
2,000 heads of swine, Brother Dent. And it cost 2,000 in number of hogs, brother. It run down into the sea and drowned itself, and all of that was in one man. Think about that, brother. Glory to God. What do you now say, brother? Glory to God. All up in that. And were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. Something happened over there. Oh, my God. Now listen. And they come chief, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had had the legion, sit in, and whole, and in his right mind, and they were afraid, glory to God, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine, and they begin to pray him to depart out of their soul. We don't want you here. We never have seen nothing like that. You are as a dangerous man. Let's get rid of him, boy. Glory to God, the man right there
that has been in such bad shape, sitting at his feet. Oh, and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Glory to God.
Brother's mind is the most surely there was more sickness over there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'll tell you, brother, Satan has had the right of way. His men's minds too long. Glory to God. And the Lord has just about had enough of it. And when Jesus comes back,
brother, there won't nobody order him off out of their coat then.
When he comes back, brother, he'll be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Men and women are going to be running to the rocks and mountains. Do not have to face him. Oh, glory to God. Tonight, if you're not ready, let's forgive the prayer. And when he would come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Oh, brother, just tell us so much. He's found peace in the whole Lord. Don't get off and leave me now. If you got to go, let me go with you. Happy if Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friend and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Glory to God. And he departed and began to publish in the capital how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. From a man that was running crazy in the cemetery, all done at night, a crying and cutting himself with stones, and in this bad shape. And when Jesus got done with him, he was down there at the printing house. Oh, glory to God. How about a thousand of these?
I want to send them over yonder.
This is Brother Elton at Section in the Bible in 79. The next one is Emmett Tennyland, probably at the first of the year of 1979.
That is the biggest brother of them all.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And heard him so many times. I've been on the floor talking God's word and felt like it was hitting me worse than it was anybody in the house. And God,
and put him out here and all.
doctor and talk to me.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And I'm proud, brother, to tell you that there are times that the word of God hits me.
Because you know it's not you.
Yeah.